This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 290. Today, Rebecca asks, I would like to write science fiction. I have a bachelor's degree in molecular biology and would love to draw on my education and work experience to expose readers to cool scientific concepts and stories like Arthur C. Clarke, but with biology rather than physics or engineering. How would you go about providing a level of detail that is pleasing to both the lay and the expert reader? On one end of the spectrum, I picture a former professor fact-checking the science behind my stories or boring them by keeping things too simple. On the other end, I don't want to make the story inaccessible to the lay reader. Well, Rebecca, you have, in fact, stumbled upon the most vexing problem for early science fiction writers everywhere, which is, how hard do you want your science fiction to be? This is very much an individual judgment call. In your case, what you're saying in your letter is that you basically want to write very hard sci-fi, but you don't want it to fall into the trap of being a thinly disguised technical treatise or too dry. In which case, I would suggest that though you may be building stories around scientific concepts, and oh boy, biology and synthetic biology are fantastically interesting subjects, and boy, getting more interesting by the day. Though you may want to build the story around scientific ideas, you want to include just as much science and engineering and hard details as the story needs. If you want to include a lot and be very thorough, then you need the stories to motivate the deep exploration. Even if your motives are different, from the reader's point of view, it needs to be something like, I know this is a terrible example because he got everything about chaos theory wrong, but it needs to be something like Jurassic Park, which is all about chaos theory, even though Crichton was wrong about every aspect of it. By the way, if you're interested in doing this right with chaos theory, look at Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency, which is fantastically accurate about chaos theory, and never once actually uses the term, although the entire plot, as well as all the thematic material and all of the technical material, is all describing chaos theory. So your trick is going to be, once you make sure that your scientific premises are accurate or you're treating them in an accurate fashion, you want the readers to follow the story to the science because the story requires them to understand that science in order to unlock the hidden treasures within. As long as you bait that trap well, you'll have a fantastic time doing it. It'll probably take some practice. It's a bit of a difficult art to do well. Most of the time when people do this kind of thing, where you start off trying to communicate an idea with a story, you tend to wind up either with a parable, as did Kip Thorne in the introductory chapter to Black Holes and Time Warps, which is a 10,000-word short story introducing all the scientific concepts in the book. And it is a fantastic teaching aid type of parable, but it wouldn't stand for an instant on its own. Or you get a polemic. And polemics are never as fun to read even as parables unless you already agree with the point that the polemic is making. What you're talking about is learning how to tell a story with good artistic integrity that also communicates something else along the way. If you prioritize things in that order, and you use the concepts that you're trying to explore at multiple levels in the story, I think you're going to do okay. A couple of places, just to sort of show my credentials here, a couple of places I've done this are in my short story, The Open Source Woman, where I explore the notion of open source licenses and social media transparency and what it might mean for, say, the dating scene. and the Resurrection Junket, where I draw out a premise based on the Alcubierre warp drive combined with photo dye-based neuromapping combined with the ability to sequence the human genome and reconstruct it in a 3D bioprinter. I put all those together to come up with the Resurrection Junket, and I was very anal about my science, and I was interested in exploring the ideas and the technology because of the implications they have for our basic intuitions about what constitutes a person and a life. And I thought it would be an interesting place to explore, but if I had stopped there, it wouldn't have been an interesting story. I had to pay that thematic material off. As much scientific accuracy as I could muster, but just as much scientific detail as the story needed. But all of that is to not quite so much hold myself up as an epitome of how to do this, but to show you something you can look at to see how well my advice might serve you. Because this is a really tough question, and it's one that science fiction writers have wrestled with since the beginning of the genre, as far as I can tell. So yeah, thanks very much for sending it in, and thank you also to Robert, who sent in a similar question on the same day. So I'm kind of using this to knock out both questions. Robert had asked, "Any thoughts on how to walk the line between indicating tech level and wanking about tech in sci-fi stories?" Robert, I would say to that pretty much what I just said to Rebecca about science. What you want is for the level of detail to serve the story and enhance the verisimilitude. And if the exploration of the tech was the inspiration for the story, remember that your readers need a human connection to follow you down the rabbit hole. But if you establish that connection, they'll follow you pretty much anywhere. Just make sure that you keep their interest. I hope that helps. And I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc. and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.